Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable, and this is John Katzmatidis, and it's Sunday morning. And it was a tragic week in America, in Alexandria, Virginia. And with us this morning is Senator Rand Paul, who was there. Good morning, Senator Paul. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
You were there. Tell America the situation. Where were you when things started?
You know, I just finished batting at home plate, and I walked towards the first base dugout, and Senator Jeff Flake had asked me for a ride home, and he was changing his shoes in there. And I said, well, you know, I think I'm going to do one more round in the batting cage. The batting cage is out in right field, just outside the chain link fence. So I get out there, I've got my helmet on, I'm just getting ready to go in, and we hear one loud shot. And, you know, I grew up in the South, so it's not uncommon to hear shotguns outside my neighborhood and people hunting in the bottomland. So I heard one shot and didn't think too much of it. And everybody heard it, everybody looked up, but then everybody kind of almost was just about to begin going back to normal when then a barrage of bullets came, 5, 10, then 10 to 20. Overall, probably 50, 60 shots were fired, and everybody was diving, you know, for cover. Representative Scalise was hit very early on. He was at second base in the dirt of the infield, and he was moving and slowly trying to crawl into the outfield. Everybody's running every which way, diving for the dirt, and where I was located, the shooter was in the third base side behind the dugout, and as the shots came towards where I was standing, I could see them hitting the dirt in the warning track of the outfield in the right field corner because he was shooting at two staff members that had run that direction. So I stepped behind a large oak tree, probably a 150-year-old oak tree, and it took a couple of seconds to get my bearings to decide where the shots were coming from because you hear the report, you can tell it's not right next to you, you see the bullets coming down, but you're not positive exactly what angle they're coming down, so you're not sure exactly really even which side of the tree to stand on. As the shots continue to be fired into the outfield, there's about a 20-foot chain-link fence, and the two staffers are about 10 feet from me, but they're on the other side of this 20-foot fence. Nobody can get to Scalia because the guy's just spraying semi-automatic gunfire across the infield and outfield. One of the staffers decided he'd waited long enough because he kept feeling the shots, you know, right next to him. And so he jumped to the fence and climbed over a 20-foot fence in about 3 seconds. And then he's down beside me behind the tree. At this point, we still haven't heard any kind of response, but there are two Capitol Hill policemen there who are there to protect Steve Scalise, who, because he's in leadership, has a security detail. At this point, we start to hear them firing back, so that we hear pistol shots firing back against the rifle. And at that point, the shooter begins to move from third base towards home, so he's advancing to where most of the players are. There's probably 10 people in the dugout on the first base side. The dugout has a depressed dugout. It's submerged about 2 feet below ground level. So they're huddled below ground level with bullets shooting off the ground and ricocheting into the dugout. They're sort of hunkered down and can't get out, but they feel him coming towards them. Some of them did leave and run to another building. There's some people behind a building. There are people behind a car. There's a young boy hiding under a car. So everybody's just sort of trying to take cover. But as he advances, the Capitol Hill police engage him. We hear those shots. But being defenseless where we were with no weapons and no way to protect ourselves, we decided that as he was coming towards us, it was a good time to leave. And so we had to run across an open field, and we would temporarily be a target, but we thought it was better to go ahead and try to take the chance of leaving rather than letting him get too close. But in the end, I would say that all of our lives were saved by the Capitol Hill police. They were both shot in the line of duty. They're, I think, going to survive and do okay. But they saved a lot of lives by being there.
Wow. I mean, how many seconds later did you realize these were real shots coming in? I mean, you're from Kentucky, So I guess you're used to hearing gunshots.
Well, I think everybody realized it pretty quickly because I think Scalise went down with one of the first shots. But when we heard those first 5 or 10 shots, we knew it was gunfire. Everybody's yelling, "It's a shooter, it's a shooter, it's gunfire, get down," and you know, people were racing to get away from him because he was, you know, one of the staffers was in left field and he's on the third baseline, so he was like 10, 15 yards from the guy. He takes off running. He runs the entire perimeter of the warning track to get to the right field corner where I was, and that's when they continued to shoot at him there, and he was the guy that came over the fence. But, yeah, it didn't take long for people to figure out he was shooting. It's just sort of helpless, though, in the sense that if you have nothing to shoot back with, you're defenseless. It's a terrible feeling.
And have you seen your fellow congressmen and senators since then?
Yeah, the only other senator that plays on the Republican side is Jeff Flake, and I saw him at lunch and have seen him since. You know, I was supposed to take him home, and we never left. In fact, my staffer was there. His car is still there, and the field's taped up, and sort of, you know, they're still looking at it today to see, I guess, how many weapons and make sure there was only one shooter. I think it probably was, and the shooter died shortly after. So, thankfully, the Capitol Hill police, I think, are going to survive. Two other staffers were hit, one with not a life-threatening injury, but the other one was shot with a wound that exited through the chest very near the heart, and so far has survived, and I think people are very hopeful he will survive. I think Representative Scalise has had a rough night, and he may well be back in surgery again. He's, I think, got internal injuries from the bullet ricocheting throughout his pelvis, so he's still got a long way to go, but, you know, we're praying for his recovery.
And any idea if you're going to make any proposals in Washington about additional protection for our congressmen and senators?
I think we're going to have to do something differently, particularly when we have large groups of us, because individually I think people could be angry at us, but I think it's even easier for them to combine all of their hatred and anger towards a group of us. And I think that's what set this guy off. He was an angry man, probably down on his luck, living in his car, but just had all this pent-up anger. I think he had a 20-year history of angry sort of outbursts with people, and he snapped. And I think in some ways, I'm not so sure he planned to come there. I think he saw it as a target of opportunity, I think. He just happened because he apparently asked one of the congressmen before all this started, he said, "Are these Republican or Democrat?" And the implication being that he was there to shoot Republicans, and but he wanted to make sure before he did. And, you know, it's kind of a sad world to think that we've got somebody that decides they're going to get that angry over politics. And the other sad thing is that this baseball game we play is a charity game. It's it's one of the best bipartisan things we do in Washington. It's good-spirited, good fun. Republicans play Democrats. It's competitive. We play at the Nationals baseball park. It's fast pitch, and but all in good fun. And we raise money for charity. It raised $600,000 for Boys and Girls Club of D.C. and a literacy project. This year, set to raise $600,000. We're going to still play the games tonight, and so we're going to continue to play the game.
Well, Senator Rand Paul, thank you for calling in this morning, and God bless you, and I'm glad you're safe, and stay safe.
Thanks, John. Keep them straight up there in New York for us.
Will do. This is the Cats Roundtable. We'll be right back.